Hello and welcome to Improve Your Voice. My name is Darren McStay, and today we're going to be looking at the voice of Barack Obama.
The way of me making change is to be as judgmental as possible about other people.
Now, a few months ago, or last year in fact, I did a video on Michelle Obama because she was requested quite regularly by some of you guys out there in subscriber land. Anyway, I've always been a fan of Barack Obama as a public speaker and as someone who uses their voice to great effect. And as a politician, it's very clear that he's spent a lot of time with a voice coach, especially, you know, public speaking coach, because he's had to work on sight reading, you know, for speeches. He's had to work on his diction and the way that he presents himself, as well as being an effective public speaker. He needs to learn all about the rhetorical devices that are there to manipulate, twist, spin, as well as kind of connect with an audience. And you don't get to be president without being somewhat good at the job of public speaking. So let's have a little listen to this interview.
Politically woke and all that stuff. You should get over that quickly. The world is messy. There are ambiguities.
First thing I notice is that he's quite a tall man, isn't he? He's got a long neck, and it seems that his voice has depth to it. There is a certain richness and warmth and roundness in Barack's voice, which I think might be kind of genetical. I think he's certainly built a certain way. But the thing is, you don't always get to reap the benefits of your genetics if you're not using them as well as you can. And I think this is a person that's learnt very well to be calm and relaxed and comfortable in his own skin. And you'd have to be, you know, considering a black man became president, the first black president of the United States, he must have gone up against a lot of hardship and a lot of people going against him. And so as a politician as well, he would have learned how to remain calm and not let his emotions get in the way. And I think that the training you would get from that kind of a background and that kind of an education in politics would certainly mean you'd have to be someone who's very calm, collected, and well considered. So I would say that the fact that training or that education he's had in learning how to control his emotions and remain calm has had a great positive effect on his voice. Something we can take from that is that tension, again, raises the pitch of our voice and tightens it up, makes it smaller, and you know, being calm and relaxed deepens our voice, because gravity works to hold our bodies in place the way they should be. It's quite an upright, sitting in his chair here, and quite upright. So I think posture is another thing. Again, when you're in the public eye, and especially you get to level president, you really are being viewed by everyone, so you don't want to make too many mistakes and you don't want to appear less than you can be. So I think at this level, you know, wearing a suit is quite important, you know, old-fashioned, but it really makes a difference in office like this. But also the way he holds himself, holding his shoulders back and being relaxed, calm, confident, is all very important as part of the image. And image is a lot to do with this. So his voice, I do believe, again, is in a great place because his posture is in a great place. So his body is aligned. He may have worked out in the gym. He may have worked on his posture to get it to be, you know, as balanced as it can be. And again, being calm, that has a great effect on his voice. But let's look at his voice itself.
Do really good stuff. Have flaws. People who you are fighting may love their kids.
He's got a very clear voice. It's warm, rich, and round. And even though he's not shouting, he's not throwing his voice, he's not projecting, but it still has resonance. And again, that to me conjures up the idea that this space He has space in his body. There is room for things to function and work. So, you know, we can't be completely relaxed, otherwise we're just jellyfish on the floor. But there's got to be a certain amount of tension. And it seems to me like he's got the good balance of what needs to work and be tense to hold him upright and what needs to be relaxed in order for his voice to flow as well as it does. But, you know, there, it seems, though, with that... that depth of voice he has, there's resonance. So that would suggest to me that there is kind of perhaps his pharyngeal tube, so the pharynx, the tube that comes up above the vocal folds and goes round the back and brings air up into our mouth and through our nose, that has space to it. So perhaps it's just naturally a little bit larger, and therefore the resonance the waves of vibration bounce, and the sound becomes broader and wider and sort of beefier, if you like. Also, it could be that his vocal folds are kind of strong and quite maybe a bit thicker. Perhaps he was it's just, again, it's genetics. So for him, he naturally, when he's clearly in his own comfort zone and speaking at a very low level, he can still be very clear because he has resonance. And we talk about this a lot on the channel, and especially in my 8-week course, you know, really the ultimate effect of that is to find your natural, free, effortless voice, you know, by speaking with resonance. And I actually have a picture of him on my 8-week course because he's such a great example of that. And it's good that I've finally got a chance to talk about him a bit. But like some of the other speakers I've had before, there's a certain amount of things that are genetic, but the human body is incredibly adaptable, and we can change, and we can sort of shift and manipulate and add dynamics to and create variations in our voice to quite a degree. Then the human voice is possible of so much more than we really give it credit for. But when we are relaxed, when we have good alignment, and when we allow ourselves to just feel comfortable with the way we speak, it makes it so much easier. So,
and you know, share certain things with you, and I think that one danger I see among young people, particularly.
One other thing about Barack Obama, you know, as an American, clearly in his accent there is a tendency to have the kind of the placement of his voice, or his air anyway, kind of more towards the back of the throat going up into the nose. And you can hear that he uses his nasal register, his nasal cavity as much as his mouth and his throat. So you can clearly hear all three of them in his voice.
Malia and I talk about this.
Talk about this. So there's a kind of placement which is kind of low here, but air is still traveling through his nose, and it's like he's really opening up all of the areas of resonance. And so he's controlling his breath and his voice very beautifully to create this big, warm, rich sound. And it's something we can all practice, and it's something we could all try to do. I'm very in my mouth when I speak, sometimes a bit nasally. I can adapt things to more in the throat, but for me it feels a bit weird. But to get a balance of placement that's in our nose, mouth, and a little bit in the throat too, can make a really resonant, a rich, warm sound. And if that's something you're going for, if that's something you like, it's something worth practicing. And I have videos on resonance and the resonators on this channel, so go and check them out. Here's one right there that you can have a look at if you're interested. Well, that is my quick review on Barack Obama, a great speaker and a voice really worth looking at if you're looking to create something that's free, easy, and relaxed. So I'm Darren McStay. This is Improve Your Voice, and until the next time, look after your voice.